Democratic Senator Morgan Carroll of Aurora is the second woman to head the state Senate. She replaces John Morse, who was recalled over his support for stricter gun laws. In her opening day speech, Carroll urged lawmakers to problem solve and skip the shouting matches.
Our diversity and differences are a source of strength, and we are here, united, to serve one goal, to diligently act as public servants. I have every reason to believe that we can and will work together.
Carroll's comments were a reflection of last year's contentious and controversial session, but she says lawmakers can take pride in what they accomplished.
Last session was a busy and productive session, and much of what we actually worked on was eclipsed by marijuana and gun laws in the major headlines. And while D.C. was criticized for doing too little, some questioned whether we in Colorado did too much.
Republican Senate Minority Leader Bill Cabman of Colorado Springs says 2013 was also a difficult year because of devastating wildfires and floods and senseless shootings. But he added that in many ways, the Senate failed to do its duty to the public.
Recalls, lawsuits, secession. The formula is wrong. Democrats divided by Republicans does not produce outcomes that are representative of Colorado. In addition to the historic events, that formula produced a hyper-partisan toxin that affected this entire institution, those who visit here, and those who serve here. We did start to look like Congress.
But with lawmakers heading into an election year, working together could be a tall order for both parties. Democrats hold a one-seat majority in the Senate and a larger majority in the House. Governor John Hickenlooper is also up for re-election. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.